Harry, I'm here just to try and help out in any way that I possibly can. I think it's an extremely worthy cause and something that hopefully over the next few years will grow and grow. When you hear all the speakers talking about Childline and NSPCC and everything that they provide already, it's a huge undertaking, and obviously I think the target is to raise 2.5 million. And as I said, if there's anything that I can do to try and help to raise the awareness of that, then it's something that I'd be delighted to do. And having the school kids in today as well, seeing how the project's actually delivered to these kids, it was it was informative. I thought it was really good as well. I think that, like a lot of things nowadays, trying to move away from delivering a service which is after the actual event, rather than being reactive, it's moving towards trying to be proactive, and it's something that I can relate to. Even just in terms of football, in terms of, if you want to try and stop an injury, you don't try and fix it after it's happened, you try to prevent it before it happens, and that's something that I think most people can relate to. And I think it's very worthy that that's the sort of the focus now with this Now I Know appeal, trying to deliver that to as many kids, in fact deliver it to all the primary kids in Scotland. And the other stat which I think hits home is the fact that when you hear that under 11 years of age, they're talking about 9,000 kids in Scotland right now that are potentially being abused in one way or another. All these things just make it a real sort of thing that you want to try and help out in any way. And obviously from my perspective, I've got a wee one on the way in December, and you want to try and be the best parent you possibly can, but you want to make sure that your kid is as safe as possible as well, and that they are aware of what's right and what's wrong, and if something's not right, that they're comfortable and confident enough that there's somewhere they can go.